This Sunday is a very important day on the Jewish calendar. It's the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu in Zayin Adar. And it's a day that in Klal Yisrael they have many sudas around the world, the different Chever Kadishas. They make that day their special day of commemorating the important work that they do. It's a very powerful day, but especially in the context of Purim, there's something very meaningful about the fact that it's Moshe Rabbeinu's Yahrzeit. There's Gemara in Megillah on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis, and the Gemara says that when Haman drew lots to determine what month would be best to destroy Klal Yisrael, so it fell on Chodesh Adar. And as soon as he saw that, he was very happy. The Gemara says that as soon as he saw that it was on Chodesh Adar, he was Sameach, Simcha Gedayla, Amar Nafali Pur B'Yerach Shemes by Moshe. It's wonderful. How could this be better? It fell on the month, on Adar. Everybody knows that's the month that Moshe Rabbeinu died. It's going to be a very good opportunity for me to destroy Klal Yisrael. And the Gemara says, there was one thing that he didn't know. He did not know Shebeshiva Ba'adar Meis or Beshiva Ba'adar Nailad. Yes, it's true that Moshe Rabbeinu died on the 7th of Adar, but he also was born on the 7th of Adar. And that was a detail that Haman was unaware of. And because of that, things turned around. The question that Rabbi Rafael HaKayim Hamburg asked is that who says that he didn't know that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar? Maybe the same way that he got the fact that he was Nifter on Zayin Adar, it's Tzitochen that he might have known also that he was born on Zayin Adar. And also, why does it say that he didn't know that on Zayin Adar he died and on Zayin Adar he was Nailad? We already said that he was Sameach Simcha Gedayla. He knew that he was Nifter on Zayin Adar. So why does the Gemara have to say he didn't know that on Zayin Adar he was Mace and on Zayin Adar he was Nailad? It just sort of said that he didn't know that he was born on Zayin Adar. So he says a beautiful pshat. He says we're reading the Gemara wrong. The way the Gemara is supposed to read is not that Haman was unaware that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. He knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was born on Zayin Adar. That's not what he didn't know. What he didn't understand was that a tzaddik, when a tzaddik is nifter, it doesn't mean that he goes away from the world and he's gone, which is the way Haman understands death. Haman understands that when a person dies, that's it. He goes, he's buried, and we don't hear from him anymore, and there's no power to him. He's just basically gone. What he was unaware of, Haman, is that B'Shiva Ba'adar Meis, but then B'Shiva Ba'adar Nailad, after he died, he had sort of a rebirth. He goes up to Shamayim Moshe Rabbeinu, and from that heavenly perch, he's able to affect Klal Yisrael, to save Klal Yisrael, to be able to find Yeshuas for Klal Yisrael in a way that was almost not possible when he was alive, because now he's closer to the Kisei HaKavod. That's the way it works with tzaddikim. Tzaddikim in this world are very powerful, but tzaddikim b'misasan is kruyim chayim. They have a new power that they find after their ptira. They're able to go now and beseech the Rabbeinu Shalom from the Kisei HaKavod, and there they're able to accomplish sometimes greater things than they were even here. What Haman didn't know was that B'Shiva Ba'adar Meis, he died, or B'Shiva Ba'adar Nailad, and at that point that he died, from there his neshama was able to go ever higher and to be born to the point that he was able to affect Klal Yisrael in a positive way. That was something that Haman didn't cop. A beautiful var from a Rafael HaKayin of Hamburg. I just wanted to be meisif one nekudon to this var that, but I'll tell it through a story. There was a maisa with Reb Chaim Volozhiner. Reb Chaim Volozhiner had a minig that on Purim, he would walk around the streets of Volozhin and he would have money in his pocket. Whoever asked him for a handout, asked him for money, asked him for tzedakah, Reb Chaim Volozhiner would give. And then there was an ani that came to Reb Chaim Volozhiner on the street and said, Rebbe, if I tell you a big chiddush, will you give me more money? So Reb Chaim Volozhiner said, yes. He said, I'll tell you a big chiddush. He says, there's a medrash in Esther Rabbah, and the medrash says that during this whole period of Purim, when Klal Yisrael were destined to be killed, when Haman and Achashverosh made this gezerah against Klal Yisrael, Lahashmid, Larag, Labid, Moshe Rabbeinu in Shamayim goes to Eliyahu HaNavi, and he says to Eliyahu HaNavi, find out whether or not this gezerah, this decree that was sealed against Klal Yisrael, was it nechtam bidam, or was it nechtam betit? Was it signed and sealed with blood, or was it sealed only with clay, with cement? If it was sealed with dam, Moshe Rabbeinu says, we're not going to be able to save Klal Yisrael. It's impossible. But if it was sealed betit, then we have a chance. If we daven, if Klal Yisrael galvanizes with tshuva, with tefillah, then we could be able to be spared. Go find out. And Eliyahu HaNavi says, I know the answer. I know that it was sealed with tit. And then as soon as Moshe Rabbeinu heard that, he dispatched Eliyahu to go and tell Mordechai, Lech Knesses Kol HaYehudim, and together with Esther, and they went and gathered, and they were Pitzayim, Ubebechi, Betfilah, and the rest is history. We were saved. This is the Medrash. This Ani says to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, where is this merumiz in the Megillah? Where do you find this? Everything, less milidur and mizah b'araisa, there has to be a remez somewhere to this medrash in the Megillah. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was stumped. He says, I don't know. So he says, if I tell you the answer, will you give me extra? He says, yes, I said I would. He says, if you look in the Megillah, it says, "Im halamelach toiv, yikasev la'abdom." If it's good by the king, Haman says, "Yikasev la'abdom." You should write down on a shtar, write down in a decree, la'abdom, to destroy them. Says this Ani to Reb Chaim Volozhiner, the word la'abdom could be split into two, could be dissected, and it would read then, "Yikasev loy bedam." You're going to write it down, but it's not going to be with blood. It's going to be with tit. Reb Chaim Volozhiner was so grateful for this vart that he gave the Ani a lot of money. And on his next trip to Vilna to visit his great Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, who is a Talmud Muvak of, he said, Rebbe, I have to tell you this vart that I heard from an Ani on Purim. And he told him the vart. And the Vilna Gaon smiled. This is how it's brought. And he says, I want you to know something. That was not an ordinary Ani. That Ani was none other than Eliyahu HaNavi himself. What do you see from this Medrash, though? The Medrash is telling us how Moshe Rabbeinu in Shamayim was so proactive on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was involved with everything that was happening. All the Yeshua was coming from on high. Moshe Rabbeinu with Eliyahu HaNavi sending him to Mordechai. We see exactly this vart of Rabbi Fal Hamburg coming to life through this medrash. His vart was that Hula Yada, Haman didn't know Shabashiva Adar Mes Moshe, or Bashiva Adar Nailad. He didn't understand that. He thought he died and that's it. Moshe Rabbeinu is gone. It's a great month to destroy Klal Yisrael. But what he missed, what he failed to understand, was the day that he died, but then from there he was Nailad. From then his neshama went higher and higher and was able to effectuate Yeshua and Geula on behalf of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael right now is in a tremendous Eis Tzara on so many levels, in so many different spheres, as we know, in Eretz Yisrael and Chutz Laretz, and it's not possible to begin to describe the level of tzaras that we're going through right now. Whenever I stop to think about the people that were nifter, it almost pales in comparison to the people that are b'shivya now. There are people as we speak, Yidden, Klal Yisrael, Achina b'nei Yisrael, as we speak right now, this second, that's in some tunnel, some dungeon. Who knows where they are, what they're doing, what's being done to them. It's unfathomable for how many months and what their families are going through. It's an Esar Yaakov. And these are days of Yeshua. These are days of Geula. And we have to daven. And we have to beseech the Rabbeinu Shalom that he should help us. And perhaps on Sunday, if we remember, starting from Mitzvah Shabbos and Sunday, on the day of Moshe Rabbeinu's Yartzen and Zayin Adar, maybe those are hours, precious moments, that we could daven that Moshe Rabbeinu should come and help, go and beg by the Kisei HaKavod, just like he did during the days of Shushan, during the Yeshua of Purim, and he was able to be noilet on that day and be able to do tremendous things on our behalf, and we're here because of Moshe Rabbeinu's intervention. Perhaps on the day of his Yartzeit we could remember to daven to the Rabbeinu Shalom, to listen to the tefillos and the bakashas that no doubt Moshe Rabbeinu is pleading and beseeching HaKadosh Baruch Hu by the Kisei HaKavod with. And in Mirtza Hashem, these are days that are tremendous esara, but these are days like in the days of Purim and Ahapechu. Every time Klal Yisrael has an esara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu enables us to take that opportunity to do tshuva and tefillah and to turn it on its head and to find Yeshua and Geula from the darkness. And in Mirtza Hashem, these are days that we could capitalize on. As bad as the tzara is, and it's very bad, we could turn it over during the month of Adar. V'lo yada she'b'shivav Adar meis meisha b'shivav Adar noilad. These are days of an ahapechu we could take me'afel l'ayra u'mishibir l'geula. Hashta b'agol v'zman karav v'nemar amin.